Happy 2024, everyone. We're back and covering a range of topics, including API access, collaboration, and the host of authorization events coming up. So grab a coffee, find a comfy seat, and listen in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Happy 2024. My name is Kelly Odwar-Emmanuel, and I'm a VP of Marketing for Axiomatics, of course, and I am joined, as always, by the effervescent Mr. David Brassard, the Chief Technology Officer for Axiomatics. Hey, David, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm hanging in there, I tell ya. It's been a busy start to the year. I was talking with other folks to say January always feels like the month that has 75 days, and then February passes in a heartbeat. You see, I'm already in April, so
there we go.
Yeah. But I digress. There's lots of stuff coming up right now, David, and I know we're both working on a number of different things as we launch into a very busy season for probably anybody in the authorization or broader IAM space. But one thing I know that we've discussed a lot when we've been talking about 2024 and priorities and what enterprises are looking to do is just the idea that so many of us in the security space and authorization space is no different. When we talk about the why you should work with a particular company, or the why you should even look at this type of a solution, it's always about, well, the following bad things are going to happen to you. And I call it the boogeyman approach, right? That if you don't implement this solution, your life is just going to be full of chaos and trouble and turmoil. We don't spend enough time talking about the good outcomes. And one of those, and I promise you I'm getting to a point, one of those good outcomes is certainly around collaboration. And that's something internally we've been talking a little bit about. So I wanted to pick your brain on that, David, and because I know it's something that you've done a lot of work around is why and how authorization can enable better collaboration, and maybe why don't we talk about that more?
Yeah, it's a very good point. So definitely authorization is oftentimes seen as a negative of if you don't do authorization, people are going to steal your data. If you don't do authorization, you're going to be fined $70 million by this commission or that commission. But actually, if you do tackle authorization, if you do it correctly, a couple of things are going to happen. Number one, developer efficiency, because they will not have to rewrite code time and time again. They will be able to use a framework that does the authorization for them. Very similarly to how you do data storage today, you would never, ever think of re-implementing the database. You would just go pick one, pick a driver, and off you go. Or actually even further, pick a service nowadays, you know, go to AWS, get a database as a service and not even think about it. Same thing with authentication. You would never, hopefully, in your own right mind, go implement username, password in your own database. You would actually go use a framework or a service, and then you'd connect to, say, Okta or Cognito or Azure's equivalent, you know. So the same thing should be true for authorization. Just use a framework that's going to make your developers more efficient, but also have peace of mind that they're doing it correctly. And then the second thing is use cases, in that if you use externalized authorization, you can actually create new features in your apps. If one of your customers is using your app for, say, document management, if you have a flexible authorization framework, you can enable your customer to share the document in ways that were not possible before. If you're a banking app, you could implement an authorization framework that is flexible enough to share your bank account data with your dependents, or the other way around, get access to your dependents' bank account data. Now, with respect to collaboration specifically, what externalizing authorization does let you do, Kelly, is tear down the silos, the authorization silos within the enterprise, and then let people collaborate on authorization policies. It might very well be that as a whole, you have someone responsible for IAM within the enterprise, and within that team, someone specifically responsible for authorization. You would not expect that person to write all the authorization policies for the business. Instead, you would expect them to right? Global policies, shareable policies that can be shared and referenced by other teams and for other teams and enable collaboration through the policy management tool. And then whoever's responsible for application one can link to those global policies written by the IAM individual, and the person writing policies for application two can do the exact same thing. So yes, externalizing authorization with the right framework in place, with the right control plane in place, can help you with better authorization and better collaboration across teams. And ultimately, of course, it means better access reviews, better compliance, better visibility to what authorization is being rolled out. That is very, very long-winded, Kelly, but there we go.
Well, you know what? So is the question. So that's completely fair. And I like that. And I think the other piece that I know we've talked about a lot too is that whole element of developer efficiency and how that plays into to these outcomes about better collaboration, better ability to audit and all of those things. So do you think that, you know, we're looking ahead to a heavy slate of events that are going to focus on identity, they're going to focus on authorization, are going to focus on a lot of those developer-centric topics as well. From what you've seen and you know, the word on the street, as it were, are you hearing that some of these stories are starting to cross-pollinate, that you're seeing the identity communities talk more about efficiencies or the developer communities talk more about, I don't know, auditing or better, you know, identity security, or are we still kind of sitting at separate tables right now?
I think it's a bit of both. So I guess it's actually the former. We're seeing a little bit of a transition. Definitely the developer-centric events, they still focus on whatever that developer environment is. So if it's, APIs, or if it's databases, or if it's graphs, they're still focusing on that. And it makes sense, right? Because they are conferences that focus on, say, APIs, for instance, or on graph or whatever it may be. But definitely in the IAM realm, we're seeing a whole lot more initiatives around making it easier on developers. So I think the people at IAM conferences, ourselves included, we're reaching out to the developer community because we really want to make their lives easier and we really want to drive adoption of authorization, and that will go through a happy developer. That should be a tagline, Axiomatics, make a happy developer. And that's actually why, you're talking about the upcoming events. The very first event I will be speaking at is in March in sunny Austin, Texas, and we will be talking about applying authorization to APIs. So I'll be speaking at Nordic APIs March 12th, I think, if I remember correctly, and I'll be talking about applying attribute-based access control (ABAC) or relationship-based access control (RBAC) to APIs that you might have built.
Oh, I love that topic. And yes, that you know, there's always going to be practitioners who are tasked with the day-to-day. This is their you know, day in, day out trying to unwrangle the chaos in APIs, which from what I gather, there's still a lot there. So that's a really great topic. And I think March ends up being a very busy month because I know that there are others of us on the team then who are in London at the beginning of the month for the Gartner Identity and
Right.
Access Management Summit Europe, where we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, including generative AI, unsurprisingly, and the impact that that's having on everything from the ability to write good policy, which I know is something, again, you, me, our Chief Product Officer, Mark Cassetta, and pretty much everybody has been talking about, as well as what that can do to address some of the cybersecurity skills shortage and identity skills shortage too. So it is interesting to see that whole thread of efficiency really impacts everybody. It doesn't matter what office you're sitting in. The idea of becoming more efficient is a big priority for 2024. So the oh, please go ahead.
I was just going to say, absolutely, definitely. That's it. Not adding a lot more other than confirmation.
I think the other one is we've seen, as we're starting to see these agendas being pulled together, there's also lots of discussion around the how of authorization, right? We were just talking about that we're seeing now that more enterprises are understanding that externalized authorization is the way to go. It has a lot of benefits. So how do they get started? How do they get going? So just curious, David, from the conversations that you're having and continue to have at and will have at shows like Identiverse and Kuppinger Cole's EIC event, how is that evolving? Are you seeing different types of questions when you're talking to, be it developers or identity practitioners or just enterprise folks in general? Are you seeing a maturity, and is it as fast as you would like it to be for the authorization market?
I don't know that it's ever fast enough, but that's okay. I don't think we should rush things. We are certainly seeing more maturity on part of the vendors for sure, but also on part of the customers and the sorts of questions they're asking. And we're seeing new trends and new ways of tackling authorization emerge. I think right now, and I'm seeing this through the lens of AuthZen, the OpenID working group. We have roughly three ways of tackling authorization. One is through policy-driven systems. That's definitely where Axiomatics sits. Another one would be through graph-based systems, and there's a bunch of vendors like Three Edges and Signal in that category. And then the other one is through ACLs and Zenzibar. Zenzibar is a paper that Google wrote a few years ago. And in that bucket, you'll find the likes of OpenFGA, Topaz, and a bunch of other frameworks and vendors. What we are seeing, though, is two things. On the one hand, developer love. We need to provide developers with the right tooling, the right SDKs, the right interfaces, so that plug-in authorization into their app is child's play. It should be really easy. It should be almost fun. And that's where every vendor is responsible for delivering that experience. But it's also where, I just mentioned OpenID, AuthZen. That's also the purpose of the working group, to make sure that everyone provide good tooling for the developers. And as a matter of fact, we will have a few panels in Berlin on the topic of authorization, on the topic of AuthZen, to try to, spread the gospel, if you will, and spread the good word and make sure and hold vendors accountable and make sure they deliver a good experience for the developers and that developers are getting the experience that they need. At Identiverse, we're looking to even do an interop of vendors, showcasing the interface that we're defining within AuthZen. So these are the big things happening right now.
I like that. And it brings me actually to the next topic that was on my mind, certainly, and I know was on yours, is the topic of AuthZen. And you've talked about a couple of the initiatives, but really, what is the ultimate benefit that we're going to get from AuthZen? I completely understand the need. I think it is so valuable that you all have come together to kind of drive the market forward, because it's been so fragmented with so many vendors trying to grab their piece of the pie, as it were. So tell me a little bit more about what you guys are hoping to achieve in 2024, aside what you've already mentioned, and where you think this could possibly go from here.
Yeah. So AuthZen is about the what, not so much the how, in a way, if you will. So the reason I say this is that within AuthZen, you have different frameworks, different vendors, different open source frameworks, and we may all have different ways of tackling authorization internally, right? Axiomatics were policy driven, other products might be graph driven, but that should have no bearing on how you integrate an app you want to protect with the authorization framework. So that's AuthZen's number one goal, is provide that interop between the framework that you choose and the app that you want to secure. That's one aspect. And that's, what we're shooting for Identiverse 2024. But the other aspect, though, is just defining best practices and design patterns. And that's more of an awareness job, if you will. It's talking to people who want to consume authorization and tell them, well, if you want to consume authorization, you could do it the PEP PDP way, or you could do it the token way, or you could do it the Signal way. And these are the different implications that these patterns bring with them. And this is how you'd roll out such a design pattern. These are the things that you have to think about. The third point that we want to work on is simply education and adoption, meaning that Even if we do define a proper PEP PDP interface within AltaZen, even if we do actually write an SDK together, an open source SDK together that we give to developers for them to use, it doesn't mean that SaaS and COTS will adopt. So we have to educate and we have to almost incentivize the SaaS and the COTS to adopt AltaZen as the standardized interface for authorization, much like those very same products have adopted OAuth, SAML and OpenID Connect for authentication and single sign-on and federation. We want the same thing to happen for authorization. So that's the third and possibly the biggest step in the work that we're doing under AltaZen. And so a bunch of us, quite a few of us, will be at Identiverse, will be at IIW, will be at EIC to talk about AltaZen, to raise awareness. To get, right now the balance and within the AltaZen working group, it's probably 80 to 90% vendors or open source frameworks, and then 10% customer organizations. We want to switch that around. We want to have a 50-50 split because we do need, the manufacturing companies, the banks, the healthcare companies to join in and contribute their use cases so that we can serve them better.
That's fantastic. And as I said, it's so necessary. I think anybody in this industry has seen what these types of initiatives have done, to your point, for the authentication market. And we definitely, authorization needs to almost grow at a quicker trajectory, given some of what we're seeing out there, in terms of cyber threats. So, we're coming to the end of the episode. So, David, before we get to the end of the conversation, if people are going to be in Austin, what's the name of your session? How can they get in touch with you? Are you free for a coffee and a chit chat about authorization?
Absolutely. So I don't remember. I plead guilty to not remembering the exact title, but it's something along the lines of Alpha, ABAC, REBAC. What are the different authorization frameworks and how I can use them to implement authorization on my APIs? It's a very long title. I like long-winded things, I guess. I don't remember exactly, but please, please find me. I'll be there 2 full days. I'm more than happy to connect with you. What's interesting for me is that because this is an API conference, it's going to be very heavy on OAuth and very heavy on OAuth patterns, which means that my way of doing authorization, through PEP PDP is not typically the way that people have thought of authorization for API. So it'll be sort of like two worlds meeting, right? The PEP PDP way versus the token way. And I'm more than happy to engage in conversation with you if you're going to be at Nordic APIs, what kind of APIs you're dealing with. Thinking about how you can achieve authorization on the inbound way, thinking about how you can do authorization on the outbound way. Maybe you want to do token enrichment. There's many different patterns that you can do. A really good friend of mine is also speaking at the event. He Jonas Hidbaum, ex-Axiomatics employee, works for Curity. He's going to be talking about OAuth and how you can do authorization through OAuth. So do check his talks out as well. And then we're working very closely with an API gateway vendor, and we're hoping to announce an integration with them at Nordic API. So stay tuned for that little teaser. It's pretty cool stuff that you can do when you combine the two products together. So I'll be happy to show that to anyone who wants to take a peek.
That's excellent and very exciting. So please, and I think it sounds like, gosh, you've found our topic for our next podcast conversation, where we can dive a little bit deeper on APIs, because certainly we could do, God, I would think probably a few episodes on that. So if you have ideas, certainly, that or questions for David, and you aren't able to be in Austin next month, please leave them in the comments. Reach out to us. We're happy to have that conversation, and we'll address those in our next episode then.
And I will
So.
say, Kelly, I would be very happy to talk about APIs.
Oh, my goodness. We're also going to have an episode around dad jokes, or maybe an intervention for David on dad jokes. I haven't decided which that will be, so please share your thoughts on that as well. But I think that's all the time we have. David, thank you. We covered a heck of a lot of ground today, and I deeply appreciate that. And again, if you're going to be at Nordic APIs in Austin in March, find Mr. Broussard, attend his chat among the other great chats that are going to be there, certainly. And if you're going to be in London for the Gartner IAM Summit Europe, please find our team and me at Booth 213, and happy to have a conversation, grab a coffee, or they have good snacks at that conference. Very excited about that. So that's it for us. Thanks again, David. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dynamically Speaking. Stay tuned for our next one, and in the meantime, check the show notes and connect with us on LinkedIn and YouTube. And visit us at axiomatics.com to learn more about our authorization solution.